Marco,
Bosch,
привіт. Приходь до нас.
Common Voices.
Tiffany's and bottles of bubbles. Girls with tattoos who like getting in trouble. Lashes and diamonds, ATM machines. Buy myself all of my favorite things. Been through some bad shit, I should be a savage. Who would've thought it turned me to a savage? Rather be tied up with calls and my strings. Write my own checks like I write what I sing. Yeah, stop watching. You like my hair? Gee, thanks, just bought it. I see it, I like it, I want it, I got it, yeah. I want it, I got it, 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 yeah. You like my hair? Gee, thanks, just bought it. I see it, I like it, I want it, I got it, yeah.
Wearing no ring, but ain't gon' be no misses. But matching diamonds for six of my bitches. I'd rather spoil all my friends with my riches. Think we tell therapy my new addiction. Whoever said money can't solve your problems must not have had enough money to solve them. They say which one, I say nah, I want all them. Happiness is the same price as red bottoms.
My smile is beaming, my skin is gleaming. The way it shine, I know you see it. I bought a crib.
If it ain't money, then wrong number. Black card is my business card. The way it be setting the tone for me. I don't need a brave, but I be like, put it in the bag, yeah. When you see the max, they factor like my ass, yeah. Go from the south to the booth, make it all back in one loop. Give me the loot, never mind, I got the juice. Nothing but never we shoot. Look at my neck, look at my deck. Ain't got enough money to pay me respect. Ain't no budget when I'm on the set. If I like it, then that's what I get, yeah.
I want it, I got it.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is Jay from Common Voices Radio, Radio Korax. And we are back with a brand new show to you. And the subject of the show is fashion. On the weekend, on the 28th of March, we got to spend time together as women in Neustadt. We gave a workshop about how to do radio, specifically for women and girls coming from Halle Neustadt. And we luckily could have the place in Passage 13 to do our workshop. And we had the chance, and we got lucky enough because on the same day that we were doing the workshop, downstairs was a clothing exchange going on. So the subject of the show was somehow forced on us and we weren't unhappy about it. So what we got to do was to build a bridge between our workshop and the clothing exchange. We got to go down there, not only take some clothes with us, but also we got to one-on-one interview people that were there, spending time there, and we got to talk about styling and fashion for us individually, but also getting to interview other people about their opinion on clothing exchange in general, the climate aspects of it, the fun aspects of it. Why are people even there? Is it fun or is it not? And all of that. So that would be the first hour, the first part of our show today. And for the second part, we will have Lana, who will talk about Kurdish clothing in general, especially Kurdish Kurdish clothing for women, Kurdish dresses. And yes, all of this would naturally come together with some musical support. And we will be back to you next week with some other twisted subjects that God knows what will be. But stay tuned, because it will for sure stay entertaining.
Merhabalar.
Rujbar.
Slavores.
Kamonatsin.
Vanakam.
Obuhyan.
Shagotum.
I'm Katatambash.
Salamu alaikum.
Salam.
Hello, everybody. This is Doreen, and I'm here with some very amazing and beautiful women. And I'm going to let them introduce themselves.
Hi, I'm Shauna. I'm also here today with the radio workshop, and we're very excited for a show for you.
Everyone, I'm Tanzila. I'm here for the workshop.
Hallo, ich bin Roshbin. Ich bin zufrieden heute mit euch.
Hello, I am Media, and also I'm so happy to be today with you.
Merhabalar, Elif ben. Bugün güzel bir toplantımız oldu ve bunun için çok mutluyuz.
Hallo, ich bin Ferhat. Ich bin heute so froh, weil wir zusammen eine Radiosendung machen.
سلام لانا امرو روژکی خوش من برده سر خوش حال بون بناسین تا
Hello, I am Lana. I'm so happy to do today to be with you and spend this nice day together.
Hello, it's Johanna and I'm happy to be your technician today.
I am Anastasia. I am happy to just to be here.
Hello, I'm Jay. I'm happy.
So nice. All of us happy today. Yeah, it's happiness day.
And we are here again with all the ladies from Common Voices Radio Workshop. And we're very excited to get into today's program. To begin, we're going to play a song and we hope you like it.
So here in Passage 13, where we're having our radio show, we've got this song Thrift Shop. Most of you may know it since it's been a popular US hit. And the reason we chose this song is because as we were doing our radio workshop, there so happened to be a clothes exchange downstairs. So we hope you enjoy the song and get inspired to listen to our radio show after.
I'm gonna pop some tags. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm hunting, looking for a come up. This is fucking awesome.
Now, walk into the club like, what up? I got a big pack. I'm just pumped. I bought some shit from a thrift shop. Ice on the fringe is so damn frosty. The people like,
damn, that's a cold ass honky.
Rolling in hella deep, headed to the mezzanine. Dressed in all pink, set my gator shoes. Those are green draped in a leopard mink. Girl standing next to me, probably should've washed this. Smells like R. Kelly sheets. But shit, it was 99 cents. I get copping it, washing it. About to go and get some compliments. Passing up on those moccasins. Someone else has been walking in. Bummy and grungy fucking men. I am stunting and flossing and saving my money. And I'm hella happy that's a bargain, bitch. I'ma take your grandpa style. I'ma take your grandpa style. No, for real. Ask your grandpa, can I have his hand me down? Thank you. Velour jumpsuit and some house slippers. Dookie brown leather jacket that I found. Dig it. It had a broken keyboard. I bought a broken keyboard. I bought a ski blanket. Then I bought a kneeboard. Hello, hello, my ace man, my mellow. John Wayne ain't got nothing on my fringe game. Hell no, I could take some pro wings, make them cool, sell those. The sneakerheads will be like,
ah, he got the Velcro. Whoa.
I'm gonna pop some tags, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm hunting, looking for a come up. This is fucking awesome.
Ow.
I'm gonna pop some tags, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm hunting, looking for a come up. This is fucking awesome.
What she know about rocking a wolf on your noggin? What she knowin' about wearing a fur fox skin? Whoa. I'm digging, I'm searching right through that luggage. One man's trash, that's another man's come up. Whoa. Thank your granddad for donating that plaid button up shirt. Cause right now I'm up in her skirt. I'm at the Goodwill, you can find me in the I'm not stuck on searching in the section. Your grandma, your auntie, your mama, your mammy. I'll take those flannel zebra jammies secondhand and rock that motherfucker. The built-in onesie with the socks on that motherfucker. I hit the party and they stop in that motherfucker. They be like, oh, that Gucci, that's hella tight. I'm like, yo, that's $50 for a t-shirt. Limited edition, let's do some simple edition. $50 for a t-shirt, that's just some ignorant bitch. I call that getting swindled and pimped. I call that getting tricked by business. That shirt's hella dope. And having this
same one. There's six other people in this club is a hella don't. Peep gang, come take a look through my telescope. Tryna get girls from a brand, man, you hella won't. Man, you hella won't.
Goodwill. Poppin' tags. Yeah.
I'm gonna pop some tags. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm hunting, looking for a come up. This is fucking awesome. I'll wear your granddad's clothes. I look incredible. I'm in this big ass coat from that thrift shop down the road. I'll wear your granddad's clothes. I look incredible.
Come on, man.
I'm in this big ass coat from that thrift shop down the road. I'm gonna pop some tags. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm hunting, looking for a come up. This is fucking awesome.
Is that your grandma's coat?
So, welcome back. I hope you enjoyed the song. And yeah, how did you feel about that? Because, you know, it's rare that you get songs talking about secondhand clothes and actually using your grandfather's items, which kind of this song put out in the context, which is why it became a bit more unusual and more exciting for people to listen to. So this is why we kind of wanted to share this song with you. As we sit here and we're going to start the theme over secondhand exchange.
The program here that's going on, it's sustainable, I think. So if you come here, you will get to know that there are more fashions and there are a lot of varieties. And I have came here to do a workshop. And it also helped me with my speaking because I stutter a lot. And during the workshop, I get to know like how to initiate, like how to question the strangers. And we had a segment for the interview. You can listen to it.
Hallo, hier ist Pia vom Kleidertausch. Wir sind heute in der Passage 13 und machen den zum wiederholten Mal und sehr erfolgreich. Hier sind ganz viele Leute.
You keep saying you got something for me. Something you call love, but confess.
Wir waren das zweite Mal jetzt in der Passage 13, aber wir sind sozusagen zu Besuch. Also der Kleidertausch ist unabhängig von der Passage 13 und wir suchen immer nach verschiedenen Orten, wo wir einen Kleidertausch machen können. Zum Beispiel waren wir auch schon am Pisons Haus oder wir waren auch mal auf dem Markt. Als nächstes sind wir auch mal im Hühner Manhattan. Wir suchen einfach nach schönen offenen Räumen, der viele Leute anlockt.
You've been a messin' where you shouldn't have been a messin'. And now someone else is getting all your best.
Also der Kleidertausch hat erstmal ganz klein gestartet mit ein paar Menschen, die sagen, oh, ich möchte das nicht mehr, aber vielleicht wollen Freunde das von mir. Und inzwischen ist das ganz groß und ganz viele Leute geben ihre Klamotten kostenlos ab und wir geben sie dann kostenlos weiter. Das Ganze soll, damit die Klamotten nicht weggeschmissen werden, nicht im Müll landen. Und ganz viele Leute finden neue, tolle Klamotten. Und es ist an sich kostenlos, aber wir müssen uns über Spenden finanzieren.
These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you.
And how many people are doing helping here? I think it's too much, no? And those people are doing also volunteering work here, or?
Ja, alles ist ehrenamtlich und es sind sehr viele Personen, bestimmt pro Tag über 20 verschiedene Personen. Auch wenn man sieht manchmal nicht so viele Personen, aber es gibt auch noch Personen, die kochen oder die den Transporter fahren und alles davon ist ehrenamtlich und es sind super tolle und super nette Menschen.
How many time you are doing this? Like I'm interested too, I see a lot of things, but unfortunately today I don't have chance to see and to take. So, how often it's happening?
Wir versuchen es immer 3 bis 4 Mal im Jahr zu machen.
Yeah, and how you inform the people that in this day you have this Kleidung tauschen?
Vor allen Dingen sind wir auf Instagram zu finden unter Kleidertausch Halle, aber auch über unsere Website.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hi, guten Tag. Ja.
Ich bin Lana, ich bin arbeite im Radio Korax. Ich habe eine kleine Frage. Was machst du heute hier?
Ich gucke heute nach Kleidung beim Kleidertausch, genau, und gucke, ob mir was gefällt.
Oh, schön. Welche Kleidung erst gefällt denn, warum?
Oh, mir gefallen verschiedene Kleidungsstücke. Ich mag sehr gerne Grau, glaube ich,
ja.
Aber auch Rot und also zum Beispiel jetzt trage ich auch Lila.
Oh, schön. Welcher Style gefällt?
Also ich glaube, ich mag gerne ein bisschen alternativer, so kreativer Style auf jeden Fall. Ich stricke auch selbst, also ich mache auch gerne meine Kleidung selbst, wenn es geht. Und genau, also ich mag Stricksachen. Und so ein bisschen mag ich auch, wenn man, das mache ich jetzt heute zum Beispiel auch, dass ich ein Kleid über eine Hose trage. Sowas mag ich auch gerne.
Ich hoffe, ich finde schöne Kleidung.
Dankeschön.
Dankeschön.
Danke.
Was war heute für dich gut?
Gut war, dass ich 10 meiner alten Klamotten loswerden konnte und dass man ganz viel sehen kann, wie viel Freude den Leuten bereitet wird dadurch.
Was hast du für dich gefunden?
Ich habe leider gar nichts gefunden, aber meine Freundin hat was gefunden.
Hallo.
Hallo.
Warum findest du Kleidungstausch sinnvoll?
Ich finde das richtig, richtig gut. Nicht immer neue Sachen kaufen, sondern lieber das benutzen, was die anderen nicht mehr anziehen wollen.
Gut. Und warum ist das Ihrer Meinung nach wichtig für die Natur?
Weil nicht neue Dinge produziert werden, keine Chemie eingesetzt werden muss zusätzlich, keine Fabriken irgendwie Rohstoffe verbrauchen müssen.
Was war heute für dich gut?
Ich habe ein Hemd für meinen Mann und für meinen Bruder gefunden.
Ach, das ist schön.
Shakiba Khiratin Tandakam Boam انگیبوته کل زور بی کلا یعنی جلوبر چی زور جوان تان دانایا دتوانن ام تاشم بکن ام گلاد اورو جلوبر گاهی نامه هی زارو کهی خو کد دام نه نه لیر خلق زیاتر خیری لی ببینیتن و گلاد کیشم بردن لو خو کلومن زور باج بونه پس از درایشن همو سالان از او دو ساله از دیم لپس از درایتین دلک آبام و دلکیش آگورم زود دل خوشم انشالله بر دوام دبن انشالله شتی باشتریش دکن شتی زور باشتن کدیا لو پس از درایتین هر سرکو تو بن
زور سپاس دکن شترجی
زور سپاس بوتوش
You keep saying when you ought to be a changing. Now what's right is right, but you ain't been right yet. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you.
Hi, my name is Doreen, and I'm with Radio Korax, and we're asking a couple questions. Is it okay?
Yeah, it's fine. Good.
So what's your name?
My name is Haseeb.
Nice to meet you, Haseeb. So how did you find out about this place?
I saw an advertisement on Instagram and then I was interested to look what is inside. I had also a little bit clothes to give away. And then I just traveled 2.5 hours for this place.
You traveled?
And I came from Erfurt. And when I came here, I gave my clothes. It's a wonderful experience. The good team is working here.
That's really nice. I can't believe you traveled all this way. That means fashion must be very important to you, would you say?
Yeah, exactly. And I find a couple of good clothes. But I see there is no man here, so it's good for me. I find lots of clothes for me. The more time I'm spending here, the more items I'm gathering. So I think when I go back to my city, then I must give away some of the things to my friends because it's too much here. So,
what items did you pick and why did you pick them?
First of all, I look the comfortableness of the clothes. The summer is coming.
That's really, really nice. I was going to ask, what does fashion mean for you, like, as a person?
Fashion is something like in which you feel comfortable. Yeah, I mean, a person feel comfortable if in black color and he wear black color. So I think it's fashion for him. And if a person is not comfortable with the clothes which are in trend in the market, then I think for him, that's the wrong definition of the fashion.
Yeah.
So for me, whatever was the fashion, I find accordingly.
Yeah. Okay, thank you so much for your time. Where are you from?
I am from Pakistan.
I'm from Nigeria. Thank you so much for your time. It was really nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. To take care. Yeah?
Oh, thank you.
Ja, ich habe ein paar Fragen über diese Kleidertausch. Was hast du hier gefunden um diese Kleidertausch?
Also ich habe viele Alltagssachen gefunden, vor allem für den Sommer jetzt.
So, du bist bereit für Sommer?
Ja.
Und diese Nachhaltigkeit-Perspektive, ist das für dich wichtig, wenn du machst diese Kleidertausch oder?
Ja, also ich gehe auch gerne auf Flohmärkte, aber vor allem, weil in Halle ist vor allem so nur so H&M und C&A gibt, was ja auch an Fast Fashion grenzt. Da gehe ich dann nicht gerne hin und kaufe lieber was vom Kleidertausch oder so, also oder vom Flohmarkt.
Und findest du, du kannst dein Fashion Sense in Flohmarkt und Kleidertausch finden?
Ja, auf jeden Fall.
Toll, danke schön für deine Zeit.
Tschüssi. Ja, tschüss.
These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you.
Hello.
Hello.
How was your day?
It's great. It's been great. We've been working here and we've seen a lot of clothes and it's really fun. Yeah.
Okay, so do you have a time? Like, can I ask a few questions?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Do you think like this kind of program will add a diversity to your wardrobe?
Definitely, yes. I've tried a lot of different things since I've been working here and it's really great, yeah.
Thank you for answering my question.
Of course.
Vielen Dank. And if there is something else you want to add it.
Ich freue mich, wenn ihr alle zum nächsten Kleidertausch kommt. Die Termine findet ihr auf Instagram und es ist ein sehr schönes Erlebnis, also kommt vorbei.
Ich komme auf jeden Fall. Nächstes Mal. Vielen Dank für alles.
Are you ready, Boots? Start walking.
Thank you so much. That was a very thoughtful experience that you shared with us. Does anybody else want to share anything about, like, you know, their fashion experience or what exactly fashion means for them, you know?
صد بيجي كسي دي هيت خوازي تشتكي بمرة جمرة بيجي سر فاشن وموضة جلادة. I think Elif, she is the one most is taking care of the fashion and clothing.
از گلک هزده کم جلوخ کم مودا نو اودا کم فرقناکه تنی levere ev modaya fikrama hissama und kinga insan modaya mejia yırıntsa ev zaman insan rınluhduka ya gelekirındı ya.
So she speak about the clothes that she really like to wear, different type of clothes, no matter if it's old fashion or new. She just like that it's can be matched together, look like nice. And in the same time, she say when the person feel happy, then they feel that the clothes is also nice. Né? When the mood is good, then the clothes are good also, whatever you wear. And I want also to share something now. I think it's the problem for all women that every day they don't know what they will wear. No?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, especially now I have gained more weight, more than 10 kilos every day. I go to my Schrank to see, Kleidschrank, to see what I can.
Yeah, your wardrobe.
Yeah, what I can wear. Yeah. And in the end, I'm wearing the same clothes that I'm wearing it every day.
Yeah, I completely agree with that. Yeah. I completely agree with that. Can I ask really quickly what everybody picked from the clothes exchange and why you picked this item?
Actually, today was a super nice day. Yeah, we come for something and we did something else. Hey.
Yeah, I agree. It was like killing two birds with one stone. We came for the workshop and we got some clothes.
Yeah.
Cannot complain.
The most thing that make me so laugh, we go downstairs to do some interviews and just we keep microphone with us and then we go to looking for new clothes.
I think it's cute too. Would anybody else like to share exactly what they took with them today and why they took this piece of clothing? Yeah, well, I don't think I took anything special, just things that are my size, but I just wanted to share my experience about what is fashion to me. Well, I personally never liked following trends. I don't know, I always found this boring. This is so strange to me to see people wearing the clothes that my parents were wearing when I was a child. And today I just decided, like downstairs when we were looking for interview partners and for clothes, I just decided to have fun and just like had a crazy look. I had a lot of fun with it.
Wearing one of the clothes, you looked really cool.
Really?
Yeah, I saw it. You looked really good.
It was like, I had those like panda headphones, some sort of like a headband with some like flowers on top of that, and then some like very bright red jacket that was like too big for me, and then a knitted triangular scarf that I wore like across the shoulder, not on both shoulders, and then heels that were like two sizes too big for me that I could barely walk. And that reminded me when I had once a party that I wanted to get rid of my old stuff, and I invited just a bunch of friends, and we were just like putting on the clothes that I had at home, like some of my mm-hmm. school time, some things from my mother, and it was also so much fun.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Would anybody else like to share any of their experiences? Yeah.
Yeah. Today event or the festival in downstairs make me a little bit thoughtful. Yeah. And to me, I just think like that, and it just symbolizes that it is a really very silent way to stand against our consumer behavior and as well as the market economy, which always stressing us to buy. And this event also indirectly invite us through the rethink. Then we bought a lot and we think lot of things in our shrunk or the cupboard, in which there is the option which we can give here. We can come next time here and we can give here. So it is another way to motivation to contribute. And second thing is that which is also motivates us, so something here, there, which I like and I can pick it. And to my joy, to my next motivation. So it's the personal level, it is very good to motivate us. And the broader level, if I see the politics, economic, and environment perspective, it's this really very nice initiative.
Yeah, we'd love to hear that. Yeah, I would like to add on to what you said, Fahad. Like, I don't know, going downstairs and doing the interviews, it made us build connections, you know? So people were quite busy looking. There was a lot of stuff downstairs, really. I think you can think at least 100 kilos worth of clothes. Just so you can get an image of how much clothes we're talking and people. And we got to really get to just sit down and talk to some people on a sofa, outside, different age groups. We had from teenagers to older women. So we really got like a vast of age range all coming and following this sustainability, which was so nice to see. And the fact that we all can share clothes, it doesn't matter on our age, on our style, but people wear it differently, people style it differently. And that was a really beautiful thing to be able to see with so many people who you wouldn't necessarily have in a room together.
Yeah, so nice. And in the beginning, I want just to tell you that you have a very nice jacket. Yeah, your jacket is so nice. And that's bring to my mind to ask if how people are taking caring too much to buy from the brands, which is too much expensive, and at the same time people are taking clothes and just caring about the quality or the price. And maybe we can just see the opinion of the ladies if someone want to buy from brands or normal. We can just start with
Can I just say thank you for the compliment?
Yeah. yes. Thank you for
I actually like got this jacket and my other jacket for free.
Really?
So one jacket, I got it here because also where we are doing the radio in Passage Zeitzen, there is like a free shop. So if you're in the area, come by. It's upstairs and you can drop clothes off and you can pick up clothes when the community center is open.
That's really cool. Yeah.
And this one, which I'm wearing, I found in a box because where I live, there's just boxes of clothes. So I actually don't buy clothes. Yeah. Honestly, Halle's a great place to do this. Yeah. You find so many clothes just on the streets and sharing it. It's it's a great community.
I think it's also very good for like the sustainability of the like planet because we don't talk a lot about like fast fashion and just buying a lot of clothes that we end up not using and just over consuming things. So it's really good. This initiative is really good. I really like it. But what I was going to ask was, does anybody have any like piece of advice, woman to woman, that we could like probably know or something you could share with us of how you put your clothing items together? For me, I struggle a lot with, again, what to wear and just how to express myself through clothes. I think that maybe this has something to do with the fact that I was brought up in a culture where you really had to be careful what you wore as to not get like harassed or, you know. So women were taught to always cover up and you could never cover up enough. And growing up, I was a very skinny kid. So they would mock me for that. So I just tend to wear baggy clothes a lot. And now I'm not sure if I actually like baggy or I just got accustomed to baggy clothes. So it's something that I'm trying to work towards as I grow. But can anybody like share tips of how they put their pieces together? Advice for women, please.
Yeah, I will do some short translation to Kurdish language. Yeah, please. Beri herçtim şkeçkere gut enu çakete gilki hoş kan rabi gut enu jlewe af çakete ha harduk anine belashi anine nekrine beje enu hale jiki gilki başa goyek jla binete de jle go بلاش نه شبر هنا جينن وكان ها قوت بساجي هي جلاد دينن ويدي خلقي قوب خوازن تكارن ورن جلابفن و جينن دي جي هنا بشيا داريا وكا صندوقة دينن خلق جليق خوي قو خناكن دينن تيدو تكارن بفن بايرا دورين بحسا جلاكر دورين بيجي انو هر صباح جي جموي بشكي زحمتي هي حتى جليكي شخور بفي فاد بيجي انو جلك هرجار از الجلك يتقرم درياوي جليرا از شخصيه خدرخم واز ديم جيوت شتي باش نابينه مش برد مينه جلت شتكا انسان هندك هندك تشتكي يعني خوتي ده درخصتن كاركتير خوتي ده درخصتن.
Thank you for bringing it up because I grew up in Iran and so most of my life I was covered. And then we came to Germany and I was so confused about what am I going to be wearing. And so the first years in Germany, I looked a mess. I looked a hot mess because I tried to fill in this box that is like, okay, I used to have a sense of style eventually in Iran because I knew how to do. Yeah, exactly. But then I lost and then we came here and everything was just gone. And it took me, I think, 5 years to figure out what is missing that I feel confident enough to even like go outside in the most basic clothes. And then once I stopped giving a fuck about does it look good, does it not, and then I just went out looking completely insane in whatever I was wearing, that's where I actually started to bloom. And then my passion for fashion really started there because I was like, oh wait, there's this freedom of expression in wearing something that I like and not giving a damn about how does it look. And then ever since, it just has been a lot of layering of free clothes that I found in boxes as well. So yeah, just do you.
So جاي بحساج لي خود كد بجي أزل إيران هات ما إيران جيكي قو حمجن تيدا قرتينا بشتي هات فيدي بهندكي زحمتي دي تحتاج لاخوة كينا ما تزاني تجلي وكري قرتي نو كيفن حتى تالي قهات اشتكي انه خلاص تشتال جمع هي ايفا وازي حجيبكم هدي يعني ايفا خودي تجلي قول جمعوه هي وحجيتك
اما كشوبه بانجلاديش ويرد فبتو That means like in Bangladesh, people think that I'm a weird girl because of my fashion, because I love to wear black lipstick, green lipstick. I love to do makeup by YOLO eyeliner. So yeah. Manushjon, ami weird na, so Germany tashar por like আমি বুঝতে পেরেছি আমার একটা ইউনিক স্টাইল আছে, লাইক আই হ্যাভ মাই ওন ইউনিক স্টাইল, সো ইয়া আই এম নট উইয়ার্ড।
থ্যাংক ইউ ফর শেয়ারিং দ্যাট।
ইয়া থ্যাংক ইউ, আই লাভ দ্যাট এম্পাওয়ারমেন্ট।
মিডিয়া ترجمهم الاضافه تبعي الموديل والستايل. احنا النساء كالشرق اكثريتهم يحبون الستايل وملابس الحلوه وبعضهم يشترون الغالي، بس هنا استغربت كل واحد يلبس لو غالي لو رخيص عادي يمهم، بس يمنا بالعراق اكثر شيء النسوان يدورون على اغلى شيء ملابس يلبسوها، يقولون هاي يطلع الستايل والعناقه النساء.
Yeah, so Lana said just I want to add that the women from Middle East are taking care too much about the clothes, and wherever they find the clothes which is the most expensive clothes they going to buy it, and now she's surprised that the women's here in Europe are not caring about it, and they even wearing the clothes which is buy free and which is something so nice. It's opposite of that the woman from our community.
I agree. Do you have something to say, yeah, please?
I come from Ukraine. I've been here for 4 years, and I would like to, the first thing I noticed is that I like this sense of freedom in Germany. I remember once I was traveling around Europe, and then my mom, she's been living in Germany, and I came to visit her in her city, and then she looks at me like, what the hell are you wearing? Take this down. It was also like skirt over the pants, like a jacket, sports jacket. Like in Ukraine, women also like care a lot about like how they look, and we wear makeup. That's a different topic, makeup, but yeah. And somehow I can recognize Ukrainian women by the way they look in the street. It's interesting. It's hard to describe. I think they mostly like buy this fast fashion things, but mostly Chinese. And that's another topic that is also painful to me. That
a lot of fast fashion, yeah.
Yeah, that it's like so cheap to just like go online and buy it, and then it's delivered right to your door. And then if you don't like it, you just throw it away. And then you wear it for like very short time.
Yeah,
like the quality of clothes has become much, much lower.
Yeah, definitely. It's way different now, I would say. I think you have something to say.
Ich bin Arten von Menschen, ich möchte jeden Tag anders aus, nicht gleiche Klamotten. Und aber das ist teuer, wenn man jeden Tag anders aus. Deswegen, das ist auch eine gute Idee, gute Angebot, hat heute gemacht. Ja, und zum Beispiel, ich habe heute ein Interview mit einer Frau gemacht. Sie hat mir gesagt, ich habe viele Sachen von meinem Kind mitgebracht, weil die Kinder schneller groß wurden und die Klamotten noch neuer. Aber sie hat keine gefunden.
They tried to put me on the cover of Vogue, but my legs were too long. Every day is leg day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, thighs, calves, all the way, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday is the one day I get on my runway, ready for it, hunty, ready for it, hunty. I'm legendary, all legs, no dairy. 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 Legs, legs, what's on a menu? Legs, legs, what's on a menu? Legs, legs, what's on a menu? Legs, 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 what's on a menu? Legs, legs, what's on a menu? Legs, legs, what's on a menu? Legs. Legs, 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 legs,
like, it's been so nice to hear so many different perspectives on fashion and style. And I was hoping maybe each of us could say one to two words to close up this beautiful segment with these beautiful humans here on what fashion and style means to you. Fahad, could you go first?
I want to say a bit more rather than the one, two words, because it is a little bit burning issue. I am from Bangladesh, and Bangladesh is the one of the biggest producer of the fast fashion in the world. So whenever I go to the market and I am from Bangladesh, it's make me, oh, you are from Bangladesh, because Bangladesh of the biggest producer of the fast fashion, and everywhere is the most of the places in the shop, Kik, Woolworth, CA, HM, Bangladesh, made in Bangladesh. It at the same time makes me happy, and it's the same time makes me very sad, because I know the pain of the women worker. 80% worker are women, and the low wage, human rights violation. This makes me sad, but at the same time, you know, little this contradictory experience that, yeah, Bangladesh economy is going to little bit better because of this women exploitation. So we are women here. I can say a little bit salute, our respect, our solidarity to their struggle and to their sacrifice. And this is the around 100 million women worker working in Kleidung industry. This is our fashion today. So I can say a little bit solidarity to this woman.
Farhad, dbeje enu az Bangladesh, ser bejle goten jihada Bangladesh, galakesh ki hund binen her darada go yek de chet dinen made in Bangladesh, Bangladesh ten. Aftishtek ha good heli galak jarab kif khosh be, ama galak jaraji gelki ajiz be. Jber betri hashti sadi khalki go vajla chetken jinikin. Jinike go galaki ta'dayet hayata khodat binen hatta jilaki chetken qana amal khoken. Daina damida ta'day galak lwatekre. شبر جو أفقى شغلة دكان ودعينا دميدا جي تشتكى باش ناستينن بشتي جو فاجلة تشيتكن شبر والد بيجي أزجلكي ريسبكت احتراما ما هيش فاجن كارا وند أسلاف وريزيريتكم مشوارا جواجني البنغلادش تجي.
Many of us probably have also heard the news when the factories they just crash and people die there. It's not just like a human rights violation. It's like very general to say. It's a lot because of this fashion industry. Because like we have, so that we here in Europe can have a new look every day and like buy new clothes every couple of months.
Yeah, that's really sad. And that's why it's very important, this topic of sustainability. You were going to say something?
Yeah, no, I will translate. Yeah.
Yes, please.
أنستازيا بحسادي سنة جلات كده بيجي صناعة جلات اشتكي جلكي خلك الأوروبا هروج لكي نوخد كن جلكي خوشك خود كن بس تعينا دميدا كس نزاني حتى أفجل شد بن شد بي البيئة الأمفيلت مثلا بيجي مثلا حتى جلات شد جلتي شاكرين حتى واد شوين رنك ومواد كيمائية كفي ناف وي آفي دا أو آفا قد كفي ناف نهر هذا نهر شمادة مثلا وشاوة خلق تكارن تالي وخون ودوفرا بينا خوش بكبن ودوفرا حقي دكتورة بوارنبي جمارة تشتك جلكي هاي أم بي جلكي باي شاوة أم درت كبن بجلي خوا عينا دمي كسن هنا بشبر واجلة نخوش تكبن.
We had an extra segment. Thank you Fahad for giving us information of what is happening back home for you and how that is impacting the fashion industry and also how fast fashion is impacting people daily lives and how we take that for granted, especially in the Western Hemisphere. I'll go back to our closing question if we don't have any more topics to add, since we are a bit short for time now, maybe. So I kind of wanted to close up with maybe everyone saying one or two words of what does fashion or clothes mean to you. I'm happy to start. It has changed, but for me now, in my life, in my 30s, it's definitely comfort. To feel comfortable makes me feel good.
صد بیجی ام نها گهانه تالی هر یک بیجی دگوتنا سه گوتنا جل چیه جوارا گوبری نها مگله کی جمر مهم بی نها هاتیه گوهرتن جمر مهمه گو مرتاح بم جلی گو از خواکم هدی نو اکبر
Yeah, well done.
Fashion for me is freedom and unique identity.
تنزیلت بیجی فاشنش بجویرا تشتکه گریدای حریتی را und تشتكي فريدنا يعني تشتكي نادر تشتكي جلكي خلق الخناكن بشخصيه يا فغريداي
yeah for me it's keeping me warm in cold days most of all but also that is comfortable and that when I look at myself I want to smile because I like how I look
أنستازيا رد بيجي جلج مرة لازم بري هر تشتي قوم بهلي أزقرم بم دقلي نخاصم دروجي قلي كي صار ده قو أفجلي هام قرم بكن بس تعينا دمي ده جي تشتاق قو بهلي أز مرتاح بم قو سفك معينيرا أز خد عينيرا بينم أز كيفام واري أز بكانم أز حش خبكم أز تشاوما
فور مش وشتي قام dass die Klamotten pass auf meine Körper an. Ich merke, dass die Jill Mohammed und ich denke, dass wir ihnen just mehr mit dir.
Creativity, honestly.
Creativity.
Just have fun with whatever you're putting on your body.
Jill
your
just body, wants to have
you,
fun.
You choose to how you want to look, if you want to be cold, if you want to be warm, it's in your hand. Just have fun with it.
Exactly.
Although
I do feel like in German, I do feel like in the Western weather, you don't really have the freedom for me coming from a very hot climate I don't have the freedom to express myself as much as I want to unless in summer because I just want to protect myself I just want to be warm bro
it's survivor mode
yeah it's survival mode for me I don't have time to express myself right now I just want to stay alive
yeah so جي قلت انه جيرا جيل مهم انه تشتكي هبي ابدعتي ده بنا تتشاول خوكي أفجلي هاني تتدى مرتاح بي تتدى مبسوط بي وأفا بيرا دورين قلت انه از تخوازم شمرا جيولي از قلق جارة از تخوازم جليقو از بخوازم از الخوكم بس مع الأسف الأوروبا الألمانيا يعني كاري خوكي بس تحيوا هافيني ده تكاري جلال خوكيش بروكي دي قلقي صارة تكي وناكي قرم نابي
Anybody else like to go?
I'm listening and enjoying. I just feel that Europe gives us freedom. Whatever we like, we can wear. Yeah? And the weather snatches the freedom.
I agree 100%.
So we cannot wear whatever we like and we want. So to me, fashion means my comfort. And after wearing, I want to feel good.
فراد بيجي أولي قوت قلك جارة أم تينز بحساج لابكن أم بيجن حرية المسالة ده هي أز إيرو تشتخوازم الخوكم قو أم في تشتاهاني تشتا أم تخوازن أم تينن آليكي ليش نشكي في دنيا صارتي في حريتي تا بيجي آليكي جيرش فراد را جل جير قلكي مهم تشتاك قو بهلي مرتاح بيت جلي أخو ده خوكي وبي مبسوط بي
Okay, would anybody else like to go really quickly because we're trying to wrap up you know, what fashion means to you in like yeah. one or two words
Still have Lana, Elif and I myself
Okay, please go.
يلا تشتا تتخوازيش ترعى ترجمات كم دورة
بالنسبة إلي الملابس أنا شخصيا أحب ملابس منسق أنسقها وألوان حلوة وما يهمني إذا غالي لو رخيص بس مهم يكون منسق وحلو شيك عليك
For Lana it's most important it's the matching between the clothes and the color together and no matter if it's expensive or it's cheap the most important that the color is nice together and it's fit her well
جل بوي ميجلك مهمة مس إيرو مثلا إس بيجاما لخكم لازم إس شق خويا بكم إيرو إس جيك بانتولون لخكم ديسا شق أون باكش خويا بكم جل إس دوجم يعني كاركتر خويا دك
So the clothes for her is very important and when she wears something it should be so clean and chic and because it's showing the character of the person
Ooh.
No, me, myself.
Yes, yourself.
Wallahi, بالنسبة إلي, يعني it, for me, sometimes it's according to my mood. Sometimes it's very important for me and I'm taking care too much about the clothes. Sometimes it's only I'm caring about how I should be comfortable. Sometimes I feel, now I feel not good because I have more weight and I don't know how I should wear clothes.
I think you look gorgeous.
Hayati, thank you. Yeah. Habibti, thank you.
I think you look absolutely ravishing.
Yeah. Now I cannot find, I don't know how, what kind, type of clothes will be fine for me.
You're still figuring it out.
Yeah, still. Okay. And I should lose weight somehow. Really? Thank you, Habibti.
منابله بيري كان جلي كردي خما تايبتا زوج جوانيشا همو الوان كتير كل الوان بالملابس الكرديه وحلوه يلوق على كل المراه الكرديه.
Yeah, and she's also Lana speaking about Kurdish Clyde dress.
Yeah.
Especially before in 21st of March we had our Nowruz festival and it's colorful and so nice and it's only the clothes that I like to wear it because it's hid all my
curves.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you so much guys for sharing.
Ja, ich möchte auch dazu sagen, viele Leute, das sind nicht, was sie möchten, wegen der Kritik von anderen Leuten nicht bekommen. Das ist, ich finde, das ist nicht gut, das muss immer man respektieren und akzeptieren, was die anderen Leute anziehen.
That's not exactly what you said, but I heard respect and accept, and that works for me. okay, so thank you so much for sharing. For me, really, what fashion means to me now is kind of like a little act of rebellion in a way, just because I tried so hard to like fit into a particular standard of dressing and acting. So I'm in my rebellious phase with my dressing, so I would do whatever I like, and especially with my hair. This isn't really allowed where I'm from, but I like it, so I'm gonna keep doing it.
It's really nice.
Thank you.
I really like it. You're from where?
Nigeria.
Nigeria.
I mean, the beads are allowed, but the cowries are a bit different, just because they represent for the older generation something to do with like gods and. That's really not my business, but I'm going to wear this because I like it. anyways, thank you so much, guys, for sharing. It was really, really insightful. I really enjoyed getting to know every single one of you a little bit better. We're going to close now, actually, and we're going to go a quick fire round, just saying goodbye. And then we're ending with a song, of course.
Görüşürüz.
Masalami.
Haydi Patrio.
Papa.
Papa.
Khuda hafiz,
shabayke. Khuda hafiz.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, we're...
عبر دکه هاوه خواهد